It's time for your horror medication. Before I begin my story, make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Check that you're secure and make sure no one or anything can get you. Then get comfortable. Just close your eyes and let your imagination do the work. I've just moved along your ear canal. And I'm now inside your skull. Terry. Written and narrated by Bleeding Critic. Terry was tired. He worked hard today. He drove faster than usual just to get home to spend quality time with his darling. He was frustrated with the slow-paced car in front. He was annoyed that the police never seemed to prosecute those that drive too slow. An old man driving wearing a hat is always a bad sign on the UK roads. It reminded Terry of the time when he was in his car, stationary in traffic, when another car suddenly shot out from a side road, crashing into the back end of his car, sending him spinning into a wall. The fire service and police took 50 minutes to cut him free. If he had anybody seated in the back, they would have been killed. He was off work with head injuries and body bruising for over 6 months. The other driver, not a scratch. She said there was something wrong with her car. Investigators and mechanics found her car to be absolutely fine. She just didn't brake. Her foot pressed the accelerator pedal instead. She was 80 years old. That was 2.5 years ago. Terry had countless visits to doctors, physio, and therapists. Thankfully, the company he worked for was really supportive. When Terry arrived home today, just a few minutes later than usual, he was annoyed, which made him sweat a little because stress and anger always kicked off the heavy headaches. He took a deep breath of relief when he walked into his small house. Where was his gorgeous wife? He walked upstairs to their bedroom, and there she was waiting for him, naked, hidden under white Egyptian cotton sheets. If she didn't marry him, she definitely would have carved herself a lucrative career in the porn industry. Terry married Denise 13 years ago. She could have had anyone she wanted. However, she fell for Terry forever because he made her laugh and he was gentle, kind to her. Terry is just perfect. Perfect Terry, apart from his dancing. Right now she so wanted him. She had that special lipstick on and he couldn't wait to see those sexy bedroom stripper shoes. Did she have them on? The shoes drove him crazy. She drove him crazy. She seemed different today, and he guessed she had a secret glass of white wine or two a few minutes ago. She looked at him, smiled, and beckoned him over to enter her mouth. He took his trousers off and was already ready. He noticed a tiny coin size of blood on the sheets. He had a terrible scratching in the night habit. When she raised herself to greet him, she looked beautiful as always. When she looked at him, it was like she was an angel. Then as the sheets fell from her body, Terry noticed the skin off her back had been removed, gone. He looked down and saw her legs had been removed. She hadn't been drinking. She was heavily sedated. He took a deep intake of breath and screamed in shock. rivers of tears falling onto the remainder of his only love, shock and confusion lifted, and a red mist of anger presented itself. He walked around the bedroom, both hands clasping his skull. He ran all over the house, thinking whoever did this may be close by. Was it more than one person? Was it a home invasion by a gang that went horribly wrong? Was it someone jealous? He thought of a few male friends that would be his wife's emergency break glass lovers should his love for her turn to rust. He started to smash anything in his immediate area and punch the walls. His fists were bleeding. Then the text bleeped from his phone. He stopped immediately, as if the off button in his brain had been pressed. The text had a trigger word that he texted to himself at the same time every day, reminding him to take his medication. Despite what he just witnessed, his physical actions were on autopilot, swallowing his pills, then his mental state digesting the carnage, the loss, his darling wife. He cried, he whined like a wounded animal. Then as the medication kicked in his bloodstream, the sadness turned to laughter as his memory suddenly returned. The daily text was the only way his episodes of memory loss can stop. The reminder to take his medication. Of course, now he remembered. He prepared his wife the night before for this romantic evening. He smiled. The wet tears on his face dried quickly as he returned to his comatose wife. He took aggressive advantage and was in his own sex heaven. Blood from his wife's mutilated body sprayed all over the wall behind the headboard as his sex thrusts became violent. Later that quiet dark evening, he cut off her arms. He was doubtful the white, now blood-soaked, bedsheets would be able to be returned to their original pure colour. He wondered just exactly how much they cost, and he was annoyed again at how expensive they were. Then he became uncontrollable when he saw the crimson sprays on the bedroom wall. Before the road accident, Terry was just a normal, happy man. Unfortunately, he changed dramatically afterwards due to his head injuries. You see, the balance of right and wrong in his mind was pointing to the negative more and more, all because an old woman of 80 was driving a car when she shouldn't have been. For the past 3 months, he would send the text 80 to himself. As Terry would forget most things after a few hours, it was the only way he would cope. The next day he would return from home not remembering the night before, and exactly the same experience would happen again. After a few days, all that will be left will be Terry's wife's head. And you already know what fun he'll have with her then. The old woman continued to be just a sweet, dear 80-year-old harmless lady. Terry. Written and narrated by Bleeding Critic.